Hi guys, did you know if you're a VIP member, you can now watch this episode in full on the VIP subscription. Just click the link in the episode description.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Katie Price Show. Yes, that's the one I do with my little sister, Sophia Hannah Price.
Do you know some people actually sing along to that every Thursday?
Right, if they sing along to it, let me do it properly.
Right, go on.
Are you ready everyone? Because I changed it up. Follow me now everyone. Welcome to the Katie Price Show, the one I do with my little sister, Sophia Hannah Price. I think I did it wrong again. It's too early.
Oh, right, just a quick reminder that you can watch a full episode of this episode on our VIP page. Right, let's get into it. Right, Joe Bags podcast. I actually thought that was quite a laugh when we done that.
Do you know what they were? I didn't even know he had a little brother either.
No, I didn't.
But turned out, I'm like, who are you? they're like chalk and cheese, like you and me.
I know.
Couldn't be any more different.
I know, but really nice guys, though. Like, really normal.
They were.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rose. Just got my cup of tea.
Oh, lovely.
It was so good, wasn't
yeah.
it? They were so funny.
I enjoyed
they
that.
Want us to go back. Didn't they?
Do you know what? I could have spoke to them for ages because you know when you just feel relaxed and you're getting on, you're chatting and it just didn't feel awkward or anything. Do you know what I mean?
No, I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. No, they're funny.
Oh, I did.
So yeah, I'll do his again.
Yeah. And when they said, oh, that's already been an hour, I was like, oh, has it?
It is true. Doesn't time go quick when you have fun?
I know.
Not like this one. It bloody drags.
What? Fuck off, twat. What was I?
Or let me scare you so.
No, what? Don't, because my little
not
heart.
Not long. Oh, yeah. Not long till the podcast tour.
Do you know what? I was just talking to that to Vicky. Vicky's recording our podcast today because Christina's fucked off and left us for a day. So I was just talking to Vicky about that, saying I'm excited. Need to get outfits, though.
Oh, I know. Oh, we do.
Yeah.
The thing is, I end up leaving it to the last minute.
I know.
And we can't this time.
I don't know how you do that. We've got to be organised this time.
But you scared me because you said we've got to get 12 outfits. Now, in my head, 12 outfits is a lot.
Well, you could get some of the same outfits, just mix them up with different accessories or shoes. Chuck.
So.
What?
I'm not you.
Oh, fuck off. what was I going to say?
Bloody hell.
No, I can't wait. Tickets for the live tour are available in the episode description link. So go to that. We've got all the dates, locations, everything.
Yeah.
It would be a laugh.
Yeah.
Right. Bunny, World Book Day.
Oh, my God.
Right.
World Book Day.
Right. How did that outfit come about?
Hold on. Bye, Bunny. Love you. See you later. She's just going off to school.
Oh.
It's a World Book Day. Bunny said, Mum, you've written books. Can I not go dressed as you? And then it crossed my mind and I was like, well, yeah, of course you can. I am an author. I've got 54 books out. I've done children's books and everything. So why not? Mm. And then she said, what about when you was in the jungle? And I thought, great. So she got her hair braided.
Yeah.
And put on all the jungle outfit.
Yeah.
ordered it on Amazon, and I thought it was pretty cool, actually.
I actually thought she looked quite funny. It was quite cool.
Yeah, and natural.
Yeah.
Like me on the day. So, yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, it's good. I dressed Albert up as Zog.
As what? Arthur's dog? Oh, yeah, it was the one from the Stickman.
No, Zog. Zog the flying dragon, you knob.
I was like, who's Arthur's dog?
Twat.
Do you know what? It's because the dogs are barking in the background. Can you hear them?
I can.
It's their breakfast. They know it's their breakfast time. Yes, yeah, so well booked day. That was good. And I thought, do you know what? No one can moan at her because her mum is an author.
Oh, God. How's the new book going, by the way?
Oh, do you know, I'm so drained at the minute. Like, behind the scenes. Like, there's been court cases that I've supposed to have gone to and I haven't been able to mentally. There's a shortage of ADHD meds that don't help, so I can't get hold of any. I've been to the Priory to see the doctor, so I'm dying to try me on the different meds, but there's a shortage. So they reckon they'll come back in March. So anyone out there who are in the same situation have got ADHD, you all know that there's a shortage for medication for ADHD. So where I've got a lot going on, my poor little head, I'm like that. The only thing that keeps me focused is the kids, podcast, and the work that I do. Otherwise, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you
dealing with other stuff.
You need routine. If you don't have routine, you go AWOL.
Yeah, it's not that I haven't got the routine. It's just all the other pressures behind the scenes.
No.
And like, so yeah, as soon as that comes in, I'll probably be a different person again. As calm.
Calm.
Oh my God, did you watch the Anthony Joshua fight?
No, but me and Harry were going to watch it and then we were too tired so we went to bed. But didn't he knock him out second round?
Oh my God, so I stayed up to watch it and you've got to give it to him. You can't say you didn't win that. He literally nearly knocked him out in the first round and a clean cut on the second.
But
like,
is that guy a good opponent or is it just like it's a match just for Joshua to get a bit of money?
Well, didn't Tyson Fury's due to fight him.
Oh, but this has been going on and off for years. One minute they're going to do it, then there's something wrong with the contract, then they're going to do it, then the money's not right, and it's like, I reckon Fury will knock Joshua out. That's why he's not doing it.
I would love to see. You know, we've been brought up in the boxing world.
I do love a boxing match.
Oh, when it's someone you know, I mean, not know, but like a name.
Yeah.
I get all excited for when they come out.
I do.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They come out, walk to the ring.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I love it. Did you know that he's trademarked that, let's get ready to rumble?
I'm not surprised. He probably makes a mint out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that.
I know.
What can I make up?
I love it.
Underestimate the price at all. I love it.
Let's ask Daniel. Can we trademark that?
Yeah, we should. We should.
What else are we gonna
say? I love it, mummy.
Did you see
Big Brother?
Well,
have you been watching
it? I haven't watched any of it, but I've seen clips here and there on TikTok. I saw Sharon Osbourne slagging off James Corden.
I thought Louis was going to go last night. Everyone booed him.
Oh, no.
Now, so Sharon literally, I don't know, so much has happened in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm actually really enjoying it, actually.
Do you know what? I will start watching it so we can talk about it on the pod.
And they do want me on the bit on the side at some point.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I was the queen of the jungle. I mean, not the queen of the jungle.
Big Brother.
I won Big Brother.
I remember.
So they got to have me on it.
I remember you going into Big Brother and wearing that fairy dress.
Shitting myself.
I remember that.
Oh, my God. I was so shitting myself.
I remember waving you off and then crying because you were going. I was like, she's going.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyone watching Big Brother... Oh, I felt sorry for Fern. Fern Britton. She's really nice. Who went? Lauren. She's from Housewives of Cheshire.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, she got voted twice in a week, so I suppose it was her time up. But it would have been fun to keep her in. They did last night where the girls... I'm sorry to say.
Oh, God.
I'm not a keen fan of Ekin-Su.
Really?
All she goes on about is Love Island. And, like, they had to do this dance routine, the girls. And she said to Fern Britton, do you know what? In the routine, I feel like going, you know, putting my finger in my mouth like that to be sexy. And then Fern just went, oh, is that like what you do on OnlyFans? She was like,
oh, that's a bit
OnlyFans. I don't do that. I wouldn't do that.
That's a bit of a dig from Fern there.
Yeah, but then she, I don't think she meant it like that. But Ekin-Su was giving off the impression, oh, can I be sexy and do that? All she goes on about is, oh, no, just because I was on Love Island, people expect me to be like this and that. Like, I don't know who she's trying to be, but I don't like the
maybe
girl.
Maybe she's done. She's done Love Island, then she's doing Big Brother to try and reinvent herself, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's too, and you can feel that she's trying to cling on to Sharon,
right.
Louis. I don't know. I just don't like
good vibes.
Begs. Not at the minute.
Oh, okay. I mean, no. I didn't actually watch her when she was in Big Brother, so I don't know a lot about her.
And then she's like, oh, on my Instagram, I wouldn't be seen in underwear or bikinis. There's nothing like that.
But she went on live TV every night at 9 o'clock in a bikini.
It's like, what, is she trying to knock girls that do have bikini shots and underwear shots on Instagram? Like, she's got to remember, at the end of the day, sex sells and always will. Like, I do OnlyFans and there's not one underwear or swimwear picture on my Instagram. But don't knock it, love, because one day you might want to do OnlyFans when you're not doing nothing else.
How is your OnlyFans going? You still enjoying doing it all?
I love it. But people got to remember, just OnlyFans has got that stigma. Yeah. Anyone, any age, any shape or size can do it.
Am I right? You get a lot of professional. With OnlyFans, it just doesn't have to be like the sexy pics. You could do anything on OnlyFans.
You get like sports people on it because they want to see behind the scenes. No, if you want to do porn and stuff on it, and obviously you've got that on it, or you could just do normal, nice underwear shots, swimwear, or you don't even have to do that. It's just getting up personal close with a person, like...
But does it have to be anyone underwear? On there? Can it be,
no.
It can be anything?
You could be in shorts and a little, like, or a shirt, anything. They just want to see a bit of behind the scenes, so I think people have a bit of... misconception of OnlyFans. Basically, what I'm saying out there, any age, shape or size can do OnlyFans. So if there's any mums or dads or anyone at home thinking, oh, wonder what I could do, try OnlyFans. It's a good income and it's a, try it. Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Mother's Day. How was your Mother's Day? What did you do?
Right, so if you're only bringing Mother's Day up because you got brownie points by mum.
I did get brownie points from mum. Yeah. Daniel called me up and was like, how's the favourite daughter today? I was like, oh, shut up, golden boy. So
tell him what happened. Tell him what happened.
No, nothing really. Like some.
My mum's moved to Isle of Wight. I don't even know the address.
Right, mum has finally moved to the Isle of Wight. They're doing up their house. So I messaged mum and said, what's your address? I need to send you a card and some flowers. Sent her the card and flowers. Did you see my card, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, look. What did my card say?
Can't remember, but it was like something like an arsehole sibling.
Happy Mother's Day. Sorry my siblings are such arseholes, but I'm here. I'm your favourite.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was brilliant. Anyway.
Yeah, so then on the family
So on the family chat, mum then posted a picture of this card and flowers and was like, thank you, Sophie.
Yeah, at least one of you. Oh, thank you, Sophie. Brownie points to
Brownie
you.
Brownie points to Sophie.
So then I wrote in, well, I haven't even got your address because I didn't think she'd actually moved in it yet because she said she's doing it up because I said, can I come over? She said, not yet because we're still unpacking
and
stuff.
Oh, they are still unpacking.
And then Dan wrote, I thought you weren't allowed flowers because obviously
of your lungs.
With her lungs and that. Yeah, and I wrote, exactly.
Oh,
wow. So like sticking up with Dan, but mum had an answer for everything. And I said... Mum, I said I'll come to the Isle of Wight and take you shopping and buy you in them boutiques something.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. It's all sank out.
It's all right. It's all right, Soph. You got brownie points.
Yes. I'm joking.
Of course you did, favourite child.
No, I'm not. Daniel is.
Now, what happened to me then?
No, exactly. No, hold on.
Middle child syndrome.
Mum gives you the most attention out of all three of us.
No, she...
You know she does.
She moans at me.
No, she...
Moans at me the most.
Yeah, because she's trying to look after you.
I'm 45. I don't need it.
I think you do, mate.
All right, mate.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Saving Grace. We haven't spoken about that yet.
Oh, my God. I loved doing Saving Grace.
Right, can I just say?
I loved performing on that stage.
Right, hold on.
I loved it.
I've got to say, right. So when we were all in the dressing room and you were going to go and get changed, when you came out in your outfit, me and Chris were like, you look good. And I know you got a lot of shit on Instagram or whatever, and some people were slagging off the outfit. But I actually...
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did, but fuck them. I actually thought you looked really good.
My bum did look good.
I thought you looked good.
Do you know what? You're on stage. All our guests have dressed up.
Yeah.
There's only one pricey. What did they expect me to come out? And I don't really wear dresses because I can't really find dresses to fit my body. Because of the size of my boobs and that, unless I have something made, I just don't wear the little dresses or the long ones. I just can't. And if I wear a long dress, I feel like I'm in my 40s. Yeah, I can't explain the age. And why not? That's a cheeky little outfit. Wore my trademark hat that I do on the podcast show. Like, if you're going to dress up and go for it, that is the time.
Yeah.
And I did. And I enjoyed it. I feel sorry for her, though. She only probably got about four questions out.
I know, me and Chris were standing there going, come on, Grace, ask her something. Because you were like, blah, 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 blah.
That's the thing, when anyone wants me on their podcast and that, they have a list of questions, like the Joe one. Like, I can't help that I talk a lot, and then I go on tangents talking about something else. And before you know it, the time's up. Literally... You need quite a... Like that Jamie Lang, when I do him, it's like, Kate, we need you on again because there's not enough time. It's because I talk and I've just got so many stories and that to tell. Like, it's not my fault I've lived a lot and, like, talk a lot. It's better than me just going, yes, no.
Yeah, exactly. But you've got a few good...
And then I performed my song.
I know. Go on, give us a... I got you.
On my throat. I've got a you...
Oh my God, you remember that song you played to us in the dressing room, the ballad, and we were like, you've got to do that on our live tour. Can you remember it?
You mean...
what was it?
Yeah, it was a remix of Everybody's Free and Let Me Be Your Fantasy.
Yeah, you've got to do that on the live tour.
I'll take you up to the highest heights. By the way, everyone, it is 8 a.m. in the morning and I've just woke up, so
I know, but
my voice is shit.
What's your walk-on song going to be? You need to think about this. Do you know what I'm having?
What do you mean, a walk-on? So what, are we having individual songs now?
Yeah, I'm having Return of the Mac.
Oh, no, because I would love that
I'm having that.
I like that
I'm having Return of the Mac. Fuck off, it's selfish. Why don't you have wifey? Dun, 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 dun. Will you be my wifey?
Saw you outside. Yes, I'll be your wifey.
Will you be my wifey?
Yeah. I love that though. Return of the Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, what's another old school one? Yes!
Doosh.
Two can play that game.
Two can play that game.
Your game.
Two can play that game.
Na 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 na
na na.
I love that.
I know.
Love that.
I know. You got to think about this.
I'm excited.
So am I. I'm buzzing for the live tour.
I'm so excited to share my birthday with everyone who comes to the show on the 22nd of May. Because that's my birthday, so I'll be celebrating it with everyone there.
Are you sharing a room with me?
Oh, if you don't fart.
I don't. You're the one that snores.
And farts.
And farts.
Do you want your sister to share a room with you?
Well, given that last time we had two separate rooms, but you ended up coming in my room and staying the night with me anyway, you might as well just have one room.
Yeah. Why not?
Do it.
Okay.
Oh, do you know what? I can't wait to see Chris and Steph do the makeup, get ready and feel like...
I know, it's going to be so good.
I know. Should we do a bit of listener questions?
Love it.
Right. I'll do the first one, then you do the rest, because my eyesight will go funny.
Dyslexia.
My dyslexia will come out. I can't... Basically, I can't read off white. If the page is white, I can't read off it. I normally use...
You just want me to read.
I use these things normally. So I do that. Yeah, do you want to read it then?
Oh, go on then. Oh, what a typical first
question. Oh, I know.
For me to read.
Go on, crack on, read it.
Katie, it's lovely to see you happy in a relationship with JJ. But what do you say to people who say you jump into relationships too quickly?
Oh, good question. Good fucking question.
Yeah, that is a good question. Do you want to know why?
Go on.
Because to people on the outside, it looks like I have jumped into the relationship quickly. But what people don't realise, we've been in contact for 3 months. A long time in contact, seeing each other before we announced anything. So, yeah, got to know him, done it properly. Different to any other relationship I've done, and it didn't even start off like that. So it literally grew, friendship, fancied each other, to now that. I've got a saying, he has brought sunshine to my life.
Sunshine through my window, that's what you are.
That's what you are.
My guiding
star. My shining star.
Sunshine. Making me feel
yes.
I'm on top of the world. Oh, I love that
world.
Song. I'm going to put that
and
on.
And you've met JJ.
Yeah.
He's so different to what you thought.
I'm,
yes or no?
Yeah, I met JJ at Saving Grace when Kate done the Saving Grace tour thing. I've only met...
And I wouldn't introduce anyone to my sister because I know what my sister and family would be like.
What would we be like?
And Sophie knows that I've been talking to women stuff. And whatever, because Soph obviously knows. So I thought, yeah, what a place to meet my sister.
So I met him.
Go on.
He's very quiet. It was only for an hour, so... But yeah, it was fine. Fine.
He's different to what you thought, isn't he?
He's just quiet. It's like, you know, we're not... It's a bit like me, where you meet him first of all and you're like, oh, you're quiet. But then probably when you get to know him, he's probably more like...
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
He's... different to anyone I've been with, and he looks younger in life.
Can I just
he?
Say, I was quite, you know, oh, you normally go for that Essexy type.
Yeah.
When I first saw him, I was like, oh, you're a bit of a skater boy.
I love it. He's like American looking because
he
lived
was
in
a
America
skater boy.
And his mum lives
she
in America.
Said, see you later, boy.
So's on form
she's
today.
Into her skater boys.
Well, no, he's like American-y. Like he played football in America, went to school in America. His mum's lives in America, so he's done a different brought up. Do you know what I mean?
Different to his mum yet?
Oh, when he's been on the phone,
what, do you say hi? I bet you're on best behaviour, aren't you?
No, I just think it's all been done different to what I've normally done, and obviously people have got to remember. I've just been in toxic relationships, narcissistic relationships. And through therapy, I've learned, because I didn't want a boyfriend. Remember, I did not want a boyfriend. And I've learned that you need to set boundaries, this, that. So I feel I've done it properly. But the thing is, when you put something out, people always want to say the worst. But he, like I say, he has brought sunshine to my life. He's very... We're like yin and yang, very different. And he's a Gemini.
Oh, no, not another one.
His birthday's on the same day. His birthday's on the same day as Junior's, actually.
Oh,
but you know what? He makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Like, he actually... And I don't think he realises he's funny. But he doesn't say much. Well, he does. But then he just come out with something. And it just makes me laugh. Because he doesn't think he's funny, but he is.
Will he be coming along to our live tour?
Yes, of course.
Ooh. He's going to see you sing. He's going to watch you sing. Are you going to sing Sunshine, Making Me Feel?
Oh, imagine if I did. I went, this one, ladies and gentlemen, are dedicated to JJ. He's my sunshine. Sunshine from my window, that's what you are. My shining star or guiding star.
I don't know. Is it shine or guide? I don't
so,
know.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't. So, yeah, I'm very happy and it's just very easy, not stressful at all. It's very calming for me. Try to push boundaries. I don't want to play games.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it's just all feels good. So, people, just be happy for me.
Right. Next question. Sophie.
Right. Oh, you want to read this now? So the white screen don't bother you now.
Well, let me read it. And then I'll
oh, here we
it.
Go. I haven't got till Christmas.
Oh, fuck off. Go on then. You read it.
Sophie, you mentioned on one of the bonus episodes that the previous owner of your house was spiritual. Have you noticed anything unusual since moving in? I can answer that. No, because she spends all her time at her allotment.
No, to be honest, the house, it's a Victorian terrace. It's old, but I can hear my neighbours, and so they can probably hear me. So I can hear sort of like the creaks and
oh really
yeah. It's so I can hear like some of the creaks and whatever, but I don't feel like there's a vibe. Like I don't get there might be I don't know. The house is over 100 years old, so there might be. But if
I must say so.
Oh, here we go. Go on.
No, you've done your house up so good. Like, can you see her panelling and all that behind?
I've done that.
You've actually done it right. It's been good.
That's from B&Q, that panelling. And the wallpaper is William Morris. And that is the clock our granddad built.
Oh, he did. And it was brown.
It was brown.
And it was painted red.
Painted red.
But you've done well on your Instagram showing your bits and bobs. I love it.
I know. It is good. I am enjoying it. We're ripping the kitchen out this week. And then next week the new kitchen is going in, so that'll be good.
Oh, really? What colour? Navy blue?
No, green. Oh, I'm going for green. And you know on the walls where it's like that pink sort of plaster effect?
Actually, I bet the pink and green looks nice.
It does. I'll send you a picture of it.
Is it bottle green?
It's like sagey green.
So it matches sort of behind. Is that sagey green or is that mint?
That's blue, Kate.
That's not mint.
That's blue.
Is it blue?
That's blue.
Or is it teal?
No, that's... I'll send you a picture of my little mood board for the kitchen.
Oh, I love that. Have you been on Pinterest?
Yes, that's where I do all my mood boards. They're so good.
Oh, I do love Pinterest.
So do I. It is the best.
So, yeah, so that's good. Oh, next question.
Next question.
That answered that. So no spiritual
no
stuff.
No spiritual stuff.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one. If a film was made about Katie's life, who would you want to play Katie, Sophie, Amy and Dan? I would want Megan Fox to play me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Megan Fox. Sophie would be Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, you're such
That'd
a bitch.
That'd be mum. I'm joking. For Sophie. Oh, that funny one. She's lost a lot of weight.
What one's that? What,
the comedian.
She blonde?
Yeah.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
Right.
And mum would be, not Anita Dobson. What's that American? Oh, Bette Midler.
Bette Midler. Oh, my God, yeah. I could see, yeah. Yeah.
And to play Dan would have to be, do you remember in, was it The Housewives, the hunky gardener?
Didn't you message and him went at out one with stage?
Dan. Jesse Metcalf.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Didn't you speak to him at one stage?
No. Wrong one, Soph.
Oh, sorry.
but he could play Dan.
Yeah, I could see that. All the girls fancy
if Dan.
If Dan
shaves his beard. They do, don't
Everyone
they?
Everyone fancies Dan. My schoolmates used to fancy Dan.
So did my friends.
Yeah.
They do, didn't they?
He's a charmer, Dan is.
He is, isn't he? He is.
Very polite.
Yeah, he is.
Right, life advice. Let's move on.
Do you want me to
read it? You read it. Go on. This first one would be a good one for you.
Hi. Hi. Right, let me do it properly. Hi. I have a question for life advice with the prices. Over the past few months, I've become addicted to sex toys. I now don't want to even have sex with my partner because I just love the toys so much. I know you said you don't really like sex toys, Katie, So have you any advice on how I can stop being so reliant on them? Love the pod and think you two are such sassy, kind and courageous girls. XOXOXOXOXOXOXOXO. Now, I didn't say I didn't like sex toys. Of course I've used sex toys. But I prefer the real thing and connection. And the thing is with sex toys, you know what you want. You know what you can feel. So that's why I use the sex toy, because you can guide it. Some men are just useless at that. So that's why you rely on a toy.
Isn't there a way you could get your partner involved, though, maybe?
Yeah, but who has time these days? Like, everyone's busy. Like, if a man can't satisfy you, like, well, I suppose you do teach him and that, but, like, come on. If you've been with him for a long time and he don't know your body now, you've got no hope, have you?
Okay.
But you do hear that. There's some women who can't orgasm in sex, yet they can with a sex toy. Sex toys are a massive thing. There's all different ones for men and women. Mm. So, if I'm all for sex toys. Been there, done it, but I just not really into them at the minute.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So,
right.
They make me sore as well.
Do they?
I think it's the rubber.
Might be allergic to it. You can be allergic to some rubber.
Yeah, but I'm not allergic to the real thing, so that's
all
right.
No, I know. Right.
There you go.
Oh, right. Next one. Actually, this is a follow-up from the girl that caught her boyfriend on Tinder from, I think it was last week's episode.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is a follow-up.
And she replied back.
Yes.
No, get lost. Right. Do you want to remind the people of her original
right,
letter
so
or not?
Last week, I think it was last week's episode, she wrote in and basically said her friends and her had caught her boyfriend on Tinder, but she didn't know how to confront him. So now she's confronted him, and this is the follow-up.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, by the way, for... Oh, my God, I can't wait for this.
Go on.
Hi, girls. It's me from last week who found their boyfriend on Tinder. I confronted him over text about it, and he completely gaslighted me and turned it around on me. Ugh. Yeah. Ugh. He said that the page was set up from before we were going out.
Oh, shock.
And that my friends and I were sad and pathetic for even discussing it. But then I asked why there was a picture from our holiday on there. Ooh, good girl. Yes. And instead of replying, he just went mad at me again and said that he didn't think we should be together if I don't trust
him.
That is,
yes, because she's been caught out.
Yeah.
Prick.
And now I haven't heard from him since. I'm devastated that we've ended, but also for the fact that he doesn't seem to care. I want to send him a message to tell him why he's upset
me. I won't even bother.
But not sure if I should. I keep obsessing and checking my phone to see if he's messaged. How do I get over this?
I wouldn't even give him the time
of
day. Have more respect for yourself.
He's so lying to you. Well, yeah, I know you are going to hear it. He's used a picture from your holiday, so clearly he hasn't set it up before. He's been caught out, doesn't know how to react, so he's gone quiet. Yeah. And they always say, if you're quiet, he knows that going quiet is going to drive you mad as well, and they want you to come back. There's your answers. He's on Tinder, and you've probably given him an easy way out of the relationship, to be honest.
But do you know
what I would
do?
Because the fact if he's on Tinder, let him go on it yourself.
Go on it yourself. Let him get on with it. Fuck him off. Get down the gym. See your mates. Enjoy life. Don't dwell on it. He's a prick.
Yeah. Do you know what, though? If someone finishes with you, it's always the worst.
It is horrible.
And especially when it's out the blue and you've seen him on Tinder. Yeah. He's been caught red-handed.
But do you know what happened? She'd probably go out with someone and then hear, see it, and then get the ump and then want her back.
Yeah, and then want you back. Yeah. I want you back.
Back.
Where's that song?
Want you back. Want you back. Want you back for good.
That's it. I want you back. Yeah. You've done yourself a favour there. You've caught him out red-handed. So good luck. Get yourself up on Tinder. Let us know the update if you've got a date. Get yes. out there and date and get them out your
we
head.
Wanna hear,
update us.
We want to hear that you've been on a date and got dressed up. Send us a picture of your outfit.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right. So that is it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. And you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. And you can watch this episode full on our VIP page.
Oh, luckily I've got good light in here today.
Well, you've got better light than me. Look at the state of me. On that note, everyone, have a lovely rest of the week. And keep us updated with your listener questions and your dilemmas. And we'll do what we can to help.
And just remember... Yeah, and just remember, when you do write to us, we always want an update.
Yes.
And that lady was the first one for the update, because we're nosy as well. We want to know the outcomes of things.
Yeah, and don't forget...
Let's get up close and personal, up close and personal.
You could probably get more up close and personal with us at the live tour. So get your tickets.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.